Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. As we brace for those remnants of Debbie, it may just be one of those weeks where if you have a flight, you better prepare for the worst. The rain caused delays and cancellations that continue today, and with the expectation of more of it on the way, it's going to be a mess. Our Glenn Shuck is at Newark Liberty.
Vicky and her four-year-old son got word a couple hours before their flight back home to Orlando Tuesday night. It was canceled. So they got a full refund. The only thing was, nothing else on JetBlue for many days. She finally found a flight on United Friday night.
I ask people this all the time in the middle of a storm like this. Do you understand? I mean, these are sometimes these are, you know, this is a storm up and down the coast. It's kind of out of their control. I mean, are you angry with them? Or are you just kind of like, it is what it is?
It is what it is. I mean, I am from Florida and I deal with the hurricanes on a regular basis. I mean, this is our hurricane season, so...
Same deal, LaGuardia, JFK, there was nothing available. Vicky says she even considered driving home, but didn't want to do that alone with her child. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at Newark Liberty.
New photos out today of the moped rider wanted for allegedly mowing down a woman on a Manhattan street last month. It happened in the middle of the day, July 15th. Cops say the 57-year-old woman was walking near West 218th Street and Broadway in Inwood, when a guy in a moped ran into her, knocked her unconscious, left her with a broken jaw. Video appears to show the guy stopping, checking on her before then riding off. You can see images of that suspect at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information asks to reach out to Crime Stoppers. We have warning labels on things like alcohol, cigarettes. Now lawmakers in Rockland County want to do the same with guns.
The Surgeon General has declared gun violence a public health crisis. Rockland County lawmakers have followed up by unanimously passing legislation calling for warning signs and handouts at gun stores, a reminder about the increased risk of homicide, suicide, death during a domestic dispute, and accidents. Legislator Beth Davidson told the story about
a child whom I used to babysit for, and I found out a few years after I had last babysat for him that he was killed in his home by a friend with a gun that was, you know, owned by someone in the home.
She says the scars from that accident will never heal. The sign also includes the number for the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM in Rockland County.
A man is facing attempted murder charges after police say he went on an unprovoked stabbing spree in Ozone Park last night. The first attack happened at a mobile gas station on North Conduit Avenue. Police say a 25-year-old man pumping gas was stabbed in the back out of nowhere. Minutes later, the suspect ran over to the Aqueduct North Conduit Avenue A-Train station where he allegedly stabbed a 67-year-old man in the neck. Both victims were rushed to the hospital. One is said to be in critical condition. Along with the attempted murder charge, 40-year-old Perez Rod Javav is facing a slew of other charges that include assault, weapon possession, and harassment. A teenager is facing assault charges today after police say he repeatedly slashed the 10-year-old boy in Manhattan last night. Happened at around 6:40 on the corner of West 33rd and 6th Avenue in Midtown. Cops say the two boys, ages 10 and 15, got into a fight when the older boy pulled out a sharp object and slashed the other one multiple times, leaving him with wounds to the stomach. The 10-year-old was rushed to the hospital, expected to survive. The 15-year-old was arrested and charged with assault and criminal possession of a weapon. Last week, there was a surprise police raid on Randall's Island at a migrant shelter there. Roughly 3,000 residents were displaced for hours. The NYPD searched for things like drugs, weapons, evidence of criminal activity. Well, now, police say they didn't find anything. No one was arrested. The surprise raid drew criticism from civil rights advocates, arguing it violated the constitutional protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. The police sweep followed a deadly shooting near the shelter earlier that week.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.